The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winsome boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, folks, here we are at the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, the host. It's a live show. Paul Fromm's with me here from Ontario, Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
And I'm up here in sunny North Dakota, which is sunny now. And you, wherever you are, you're invited to join in the merriment at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And to get everybody's geography lined up here, you're listening on the Republic Broadcasting Network, which is located in Austin, Texas, where a bricks and mortar facility, not grandma's basement, not a shoutcast coming out of there. Nope. It's a real bricks and mortar radio network founded and headed now by John Stadtmiller, who keeps the whole thing rolling And he needs your help all the time. That's never going to change. Keep the support flowing in at republicbroadcasting.org. And thank you so much for the help that you give. And of course, one form of help that you can give that we talked about extensively last night is helping out in the $500 one-time offer that entitles you to a lifetime membership, a commander membership at the Front Sight Training Institute out in Las Vegas, near Las Vegas. We'll talk about that more and continuously until the offer expires midnight June 2nd. So just keep that in mind. You want to take advantage of this offer. Well, let's see. What do we got? What do we? What irons do we have in the fire tonight?
Let me bring you up to date on this funny election campaign I'm involved in Ontario. I'm running for a member of the provincial legislature, which would be like your state House of Representatives. And what they do with minor party candidates here is that they don't invite you to all candidates' meetings. They announce an all candidates' meeting, but when you show up, they tell you, "Oh well, there's no room, or we couldn't organize it, or it's just a series of excuses to keep populace away from people." So I had one of those experiences tonight. I hope you don't when you run. Sometimes rural areas are a little bit more open-minded. But the leader of our Socialist Party, who stands a real chance of forming the official opposition in the province of Ontario, announced yesterday she wants to turn the whole province into a sanctuary province. So I hope somebody will ask her somewhere along the line, what's this going to cost?
Yeah. Well, that's... I've got a forum coming up in my campaign, actually, and that is the question of my candidacy. What does it cost for us up here in North Dakota to take upon ourselves, as if it's a moral burden that we must bear, the education and everything else, but the education of the children of Mogadishu and the rest of Somalia and other nations? You know, it's such a ridiculous... what is the cost of that? That's my campaign question, and I'll be sharing that in the forum.
More complicated than just dollars. Yeah, that's important. Like, how many ESL teachers will have to be hired, and what's the cost? Now, will that mean increasing the budget, that is, burden to the taxpayer, or does it mean economies in other areas? That will probably mean Joey Smith and Janie Jones will get less teachers' attention because more attention has to be lavished on these newcomers, whether they're from Mogadishu or Nigeria or Haiti or wherever the case may be.
The parents are already onto that. There have been angry parent meetings. So the school board and the bureaucracy, they're trying to tamp the flames down here. There have been parent meetings where the parents said, "Hey, what the hell's going on at my school? You know, the people in the classroom don't speak English. They have to bow to Mecca five times a day. They what's going on here? The dress code that my kid has to follow, they don't have to follow." It's like that thing. I remember you told me the thing that was going on in Canada where the Sikhs had little swords on their belts. That was okay. Yeah, little daggers. That was okay because, it's a religion.
Whereas Joey Smith, if he comes to school with a small jackknife, he's hauled down to the office and he might even be expelled for... There's zero tolerance for weapons, at least in some Canadian schools. And I know when you and I went to grade school, almost every little boy had a jackknife or even had a small hunting knife. And we weren't carving each other's faces up at recess or chopping little Susie Jones' braids off. I mean, it was part of being a man.
Right,
part of,
but you're right. You're right. And the financial question of an audit... Yes, that is just the top layer. It goes much, much deeper than that. For example, demoralization. The costs of multiculturalism go very, very deep. And yes, some of the less easily quantified things like demoralization are actually maybe the most severe costs. If you live in a confusing world of, is it Allah? Is it this? Is it that? Utter confusion. Am I a boy? Am I a girl? Am I something else? Am I in between? You know, am I a transmutational? What am I? You get into a disorientation and a demoralization like that, and now you've reached the real depths of the destruction of your civilization, of the values of your race and of your people. So, yes, Paul, the costs are so many and so devastating. But I'll get on TV here in North Dakota with, you know, my objections. And I encourage all of you out there, it's not that hard. Paul and I can both tell you, I've run for the U.S. Congress as well. That was easy to do. It was enjoyable. And so participating in politics is something that you can do. Let's look for some logs or some irons in the fire and some logs we can throw on the fire here for tonight's discussion. And you're welcome to join in out there. Let me just take a look at the caller board and see if anybody's waiting right now, because most of you have memorized the studio phone number already, 800-313-9443. Here's a story that might be a good one to begin with. Listeners to the show were calling me, telling me about an appearance by Cheryl Atkinson on the Sean Hannity show. And this is a person who is doing a very good job of keeping making a chart, a flow chart of what's going on with what Donald Trump is now calling Spygate, which is the effort to impeach him, to coup d'etat, it's a better word, the coup d'etat that was organized against Donald Trump. And here's an article. We'll just start with this. In an opinion editorial for The Hill on Wednesday, award-winning investigative journalist Cheryl Atkinson listed 8 signs suggesting that FBI officials spearheaded a counterintelligence operation against Donald Trump during the 2016 presidential election. And now I'm going to quote from her article. And this is something that people are really sitting up and noticing. Her article has weight. Code name. The operation reportedly had at least one code name that was leaked to the New York Times. Listen to this, folks. Crossfire Hurricane. Crossfire Hurricane. Wiretap Fever. Secret surveillance was conducted on no fewer than 7 Trump associates, Chief Strategist Stephen Bannon, Lawyer Michael Cohen, National Security Advisor Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, Advisor and Son-in-Law Jared Kushner, Campaign Chairman Paul Manafort, and Campaign Foreign Policy Advisors Carter Page and George Papadopoulos. And notice it's no fewer than. I listed 7, folks. That's breathtaking, but the operative phrase is no fewer than. The FBI reportedly applied for a secret warrant in June of 2016. Now, folks,
secret.
Secret warrant in June of 2016 to monitor Manafort, Page, Papadopoulos, and Flynn. If true, it means the FBI targeted Flynn 6 months before his much-debated conversation with Russia's ambassador, Sergei Kislyak. The FBI applied 4 times to wiretap Page after he became a Trump campaign advisor starting in July of 2016. Page's office is connected to Trump Tower, and he reports having spent many hours in Trump Tower. CNN reported that Manafort was wiretapped before and after the election, including during a period when Manafort was known to talk to President Trump. Manafort reportedly has a residence in Trump Tower. Electronic surveillance was used to listen in on 3 Trump transition officials in Trump Tower, Flynn, Bannon, and Kushner, as they met in an official capacity with the United Arab Emirates Crown Prince. So, let's see, I'll just read you a little bit more here.
They were being wiretapped basically because they were senior Trump officials in his campaign. This is outrageous.
Yes.
This is exactly what you'd expect in some tin pot dictatorship.
Yes, exactly. This is utterly outrageous, and it's, let's see, I'll go down here into our article here at The Hill. It's now been revealed one of the people involved with this was the Samantha Power, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, and other names, Susan Rice, former national security advisor, and Sally Yates, former deputy attorney general. These were all Obama, highly placed Obama personages. It has been revealed that Samantha Power made near daily unmasking, that is spying, requests in 2016. prior to the revelation of this fact, James Clapper, this is the clown who is the director of National Intelligence, DNI, this criminal, I'm obviously inserting that into the article, Clapper claimed ignorance of this. When asked if he knew of unmasking requests by any ambassador, including Power, he testified, "I don't know. Maybe it's ringing a vague bell, but I'm not, I could not answer with any confidence."
Does that sound to me like a weaseling out of an answer?
Right. And what does that remind you of? Remember when Oregon U.S. Senator, a very liberal, Ron Wyden had 3 minutes with John Brennan under oath in front of his Senate committee. He had 3 minutes, and bless his heart, super liberal Ron Wyden, who gets the credit of at least believing sincerely in his left-wing beliefs. He's not a traitor like Brennan or Clapper. He's not a man for sale. Wyden said, asked Brennan, he said, "Look, I've been asking you for years." I'll try to find this audio before it shows up. "I've been asking you this for years. Are you spying?" And remember, Brennan was the director of the CIA. Is the intelligence community spying on Americans? Are you wiretapping and listening to us? And Brennan wiggled and squirmed. He wouldn't answer the question twice. Very interesting. He turned in his chair to Robert Mueller, who was sitting behind him, trying to fob the question off on Robert Mueller. And I believe also sitting with him was James Comey. But Brennan gave this famous answer. You may have seen the video of it. He says, "Are you spying on Americans?" And Brennan just finally dragged him. He said, to answer the question." He said, "No." Then there was a pregnant pause. He said, "At least not wittingly."
Oh, that also sounds a lot like Bill Clinton when he was asked, "Did you have sex with Monica Lewinsky?" And he was asking, he would say, "Well, what do you mean by sex?" Quite clearly, he did.
So Brennan, this unwittingly, "We're not spying on you, you Americans that we have so much contempt for. We're not spying on you, this almighty of," and this is what's coming out, folks. The deep state, this Cheryl Atkinson and others, here's what they're revealing. The deep state is not an Obama creation. This goes back to at least 9/11 in 2001. The deep state has been entrenched. The same people, Mueller was the head of the FBI on September 11th, 2001. And so these same people have been operating at the top. They have been running the American government through the Bush years, through the Obama years, I'm sure through the Clinton years as well. But so these people, they really, and this connects that revelatory text message between Strzok and Page that I did jumping jacks about the other night, which is, what is that quote? This is, what is the quote, folks? It was, "This is being run by the White House." I'll go back and find the quote, but that was the sense of it. "This is being run by the White House." And in that exchange of text messages, Page and Strzok make the point, well, maybe not exactly. In other words, they prove with those texts that the White House is in on it, but they're actually having a little inside their power clique argument about who's actually the big boss. And they're making the point that, well, maybe we are. You think you're running it over at the White House, but there's another group here that was here before you were here, and maybe we're running this. That's in those text messages, Paul, an amazing revelation of who has been running our country. We'll be right back with that and your questions after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart.
We're back, folks. We've got Andy in Texas. We'll get to you, Andy, in just a moment. Let me play a little of this audio of Ron Wyden, super liberal, but a man of his convictions, who is he's got Brennan in front of him. In front of him are also James Clapper sitting right by his side, and then the next person over is Robert Mueller. Listen to how this goes, and this reveals something. I think in the current structure of the cabal that has been running America, John Brennan is very high on the pecking order. And the reason is that in this little exchange, you'll hear John Brennan refusing to answer Ron Wyden's question about, are you spying on us? And he tries to dish it off. Brennan tries to deflect the question over to another person, which is that showing I'm the boss. I'm going to give it to my flunky, and my flunky will take the hit. And his flunky happens to be Robert Mueller. So I think Donald Trump has got John Brennan in his sights now, and I think Donald Trump's got one of the right guys here. Listen to this. You want to, you know, when they say about a snake, go for the head?
That's the reason But I'm asking the question. I asked it a
year ago. I'd like to ask Director Mueller to help me with that question.
And Mr. Director, I'm anxious to hear from Director Mueller, who I greatly respect, but I also need to hear from you with respect to the intelligence community. That's why I asked it a year ago.
As I said, Senator Wyden, in the case of the CIA and NSA, who were engaged in foreign intelligence collection, that's a practice they do not engage in.
Director Mueller?
Well, Senator, you're talking, well, let me start by saying that there's no real distinction in what we do between the criminal and the national security. If we require it criminal side, we require national security. We treat them the same. There is no distinction between our intelligence cases in terms of
Now, folks, you're listening to Robert Mueller, who's never at a loss for words. It's interesting to hear his voice. He is almost stammering, folks, not wanting to answer this question. Are you basically Ron Wyden knows what the hell are you guys doing? You're spying on us. That's against the law. You're allowed by the law to spy against foreign agents who are attacking the United States, foreign nationals who do not have the rights of American citizenship. They do not have the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and other rights, amendment rights that we have. But you can't spy on us. So listen to him now.
Taking the activity you suggest and our criminal cases. That being said, in the wake of the Jones decision, which I'm sure you're familiar with, that is put some things in an area where we're waiting to see where the courts go. But obviously, I said if you were going to trespass to install a device, then that requires a warrant. The standard on that warrant is still up in the air. And consequently, to give you a more precise answer to a particular question on a particular monitoring, I would have to be more factually based and then apply the law to that particular set of facts.
Director Mueller, you have identified the exact reason why I'm trying to get an answer from Director Clapper, because there's no question we are going to watch what the courts do in the days ahead. The question is, what will be the rights of Americans while that is still being fleshed out? And the fact is, FISA does not specify whether a warrant is required. And I know I'm out of time for this round. I just want you to know, Director Clapper, respectfully, I will be asking this question of you, just like we did with respect to the legal documents for targeted killings, which we finally got after 7 requests over a 2-year period, until we get an answer, because I think Americans are entitled to a direct answer to that question.
So you get the drift there. And this is back in 2013. Ron Wyden, he's got these 3 guys in front of him that are the 3 players now, 5 years later, Mueller, Clapper, and Brennan. You know, these are the gangsters. We got the same gangsters in the hood, folks. And the ones exonerating Hillary Clinton, the ones attacking Donald Trump, these guys, these clowns, have been running your government from within the intelligence community. That's the incredible biggest story, biggest scandal in American history. That is the story, that a coup d'etat had already taken place, Paul. And yes, they wanted to administer a coup d'etat to Donald Trump in particular, but the takeover of our government had already been consummated, and they've been running the country probably for a couple of decades at least. And let's go to this. Let's go to Donald Trump's. Donald Trump tells us he's aware of this with this tweet right here. He goes, okay, here's one. This is a tweet 14 hours ago. James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, one of these gangsters, one of these mafiosos who've been running our country unconstitutionally, illegally, Donald Trump's going to just tear him apart here in a second. You want to hear this right after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We're back, folks, and let me just tie this together. I've got four callers: Dr. Kelly, Annabelle in South Carolina, Andy in Texas. Three callers, and I'll get to you just shortly. Thanks for waiting, folks. You're so patient. Let me go to Donald Trump's latest tweet storm, and it is wonderful. It began 2 days ago. John Brennan is panicking. He has disgraced himself. He has disgraced the country. He has disgraced the entire intelligence community. He is the one man who is largely responsible for the destruction of Americans' faith in the intelligence community and in some people at the top of the FBI. Brennan started this entire debacle about President Trump. We now know that Brennan had detailed knowledge of the phony dossier. He knows about the dossier. He denies knowledge of the dossier. He briefs the Gang of Eight on the Hill about the dossier, which they then used to start an investigation about Trump. It is that simple. This guy is the genesis of this whole debacle. This was a political hit job. This was not an intelligence investigation. Brennan has disgraced himself. He's worried about staying out of jail, unquote. Now, that's not a direct quote from Donald Trump, but he is quoting it and agreeing with it. You know it. The quote is from Dan Bongino, who's a former intelligence expert who served in the intelligence community, I think in the FBI. He's worried about staying out of jail. You've seen Dan Bongino only on Fox. The other networks won't put Dan Bongino on. They don't dare. And then now the tweet storm continues, though. Let me go forward here in time. Donald Trump meets with the president of Moon Jae-in of the Republic of Korea. That's a very important meeting he had in the last 48 hours. He says this. If the person placed very early into my campaign wasn't a spy, and we now know there's more than one, put there by the previous administration for political purposes, how come such a seemingly massive amount of money was paid for services rendered, many times higher than normal? Follow the money. The spy was there early in the campaign and yet never reported collusion with Russia, because there was no collusion. This is our president talking. He was only there to spy for political reasons and help crooked Hillary win, just like they did to Bernie Sanders, who got duped. And he says, look how things have turned around on the criminal deep state. They go after phony collusion with Russia, a made-up scam, and end up getting caught. This is the beauty, folks. They end up getting caught in a major spy scandal, the likes of which this country may never have seen before. What goes around comes around. And then the next tweet, that was 15 hours ago. He then tweets, it's clear, he quotes Andrew Napolitano, who on the Fox said, it's clear they had eyes and ears all over the Trump campaign. Then Trump says 14 hours ago, Spygate could be one of the biggest political scandals in history. Biggest in history, folks. And it is. And then he says, this guy, this clown, this criminal, James Clapper, director of national intelligence under Obama, he said on national TV, Trump should be happy that the FBI was spying on his campaign. He actually said that, folks. And he even used the word spying. He should be happy. And then his excuse, his rationalization was, well, we really weren't spying on Donald Trump. We were spying on the Russians. Really, not Donald, it was the Russians. And he should be happy that we're protecting him from the Russians. It's absolutely ludicrous assertion by a desperate James Clapper. But here's what Donald Trump says to Clapper right back. He says in a tweet, I am not happy. I am not happy. Spying on a campaign is illegal and a scandal to boot. Then he says, let's see if there's anything more in this particular sweet tweet storm. No, that's the last about this particular story in this storm of tweets. But he says, now watch for this. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., Donald Trump will be interviewed. He tweeted this 40 minutes ago. I will be interviewed on Fox and Friends tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. So I'm going to be sure to be up early for that. I don't know what time it'll be here, 5 a.m. maybe, but I'll watch for that. Donald Trump live on Fox and Friends. And why is he doing that? He goes live on Fox because we actually have a patriotic television network where the truth is told. It's wonderful. Thank God we have that, at least that one major network. Then we've got our alternative networks like this one. So we've got, that's, you know, thank God we've got this stuff. And let me go to your callers. Let me go in order to Andy in the great state of Texas. Andy, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Kelso. Hey, you know, that whole Clapper thing that you just talked about, if he did all that spying on Trump to protect him from the Russians, how come we didn't hear anything about him spying on Hillary Clinton to protect her from the Russians? I mean, there you go. I mean, that's an oxymoron, I guess. But that's not what I called for. What I called for was, I know Donald Trump is fighting the deep state. He's fighting them as hard as he can. He's trying to get what he can get done. I understand that. You know, and a lot of people have jumped off of the Trump bandwagon. I haven't jumped off all the way. I mean, I've seen some good things today with this immigration forum that he had today. Almost brought me to tears listening to the people talking about how they lost their children to the MS-13 or whatever it is. But my question is do you think at some point in his second term, perhaps, that he'll get to the Bill of Rights and reform them and make sure that, you know, the Fourth Amendment stands firm. I mean, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against all searches and seizures, but upon probable cause, supported and defended by a warrant of affirmation. Well, and there's your key. Do you think he'll ever get to that? Because all these states, they had this.
Yeah, I can answer that. Andy. His own personal papers with his own personal attorney were gotten by kicking in the doors of Michael Cohen's home, apartment, our hotel room, and office.
There's my point.
So, yeah, well, but yes, so Donald Trump is he fighting back? You bet. He's in a firefight of the most awesome magnitude. And if he can't win, if he can't successfully defend himself as the president of the United States, Andy, you and I are little bugs. Little bugs. If the president can be stepped on in this manner, the average citizen like us. Yeah. So, yes, the answer is a question. He is being, and here's the overall answer. And I'll give this many times, and I hope it satisfies some folks in the audience. Donald Trump is being asked to do everything on every front. And the his predicament mirrors that of General Nathan B. Forrest in a desperate battle with Union troops. When one of his commanders said, "General, what are our orders, sir?" And he says, "Charge in every direction."
But
Andy, here's the deal. Donald Trump right now has to charge in every direction on every front. Go ahead.
Okay, but to assure his reelection, I mean, if he came out and spoke about the Bill of Rights, when's the last time you heard a president talk about the Bill of Rights and say that I'm going to restore these Bill of Rights? I mean, we've got freedom of speech being taken away. We've got
Andy, to answer your question, in every single campaign speech and every single election speech he's given, every State of the Union speech, everything he said, he talks about it constantly. He talks about all the amendments constantly. So, no, he's doing a magnificent job. But as I say, all of us have something that, you know, is our particular focus and we're most interested in. And we want to hear that. I'm glad that today in that wonderful immigration forum he held, yes, he put the MS-13 victim parents, you know, on national television saying, you know, one of them, this is beautiful. You know, and it brought tears to everybody's eyes when a parent said, Yeah, the guy who killed my child. Yeah, Mr. President, thank you for calling him an animal. Thank you. And because, you know, the left wing media, you know, oh, Donald Trump, you're a racist. You call. Pelosi got so ludicrous. She says, what about the dignity of man and the sanctity of every life? Oh, my God. You know, you can't call anybody an animal. And Donald Trump said, yes, I can. Yes, I can, and I'll call them animals every time. And this parent reinforced Donald Trump saying that today. But yes, but he reached you today with that. But he can't, you know, every day he's got to cover immigration. He's got to cover all 10 Bill of Rights. You know, he's got to cover, you know, everything. He's got to defend himself. He's got to deal against the deep state. He's got to fend off Robert Mueller. So he's got to deal with treason within the Republican Party. Now, the good news there is it Jim Jordan, this incredible congressman from Northwestern Ohio, he looks like he's lining up in a beautiful position to replace the utter train wreck of Paul Ryan. So that's good news. That's coming up. As you say, well, how about in his next term? Or no, even sooner than that. Now, what the House leadership or the Patriots in the House want, 100 of them right now, they want, that's almost half of them, they want Jim Jordan right now. They don't want to wait for Paul Ryan to drag his sorry ass any further and allow an amnesty bill to go through the House. So good news on that front. Go ahead.
What concerns me the most is that he couldn't protect the Fourth Amendment rights of his own lawyer, and his own lawyer could not protect his own Fourth Amendment rights by this busting in and stealing his stuff and whatnot. So, I mean, how can the American people believe that he's going to protect their Fourth Amendment rights? That Fourth Amendment is being violated in every turn.
Yeah,
you need a warrant of affirmation to do anything.
Andy, he's not. The answer to your question is simple. He's not going to protect your Fourth Amendment rights. You are. That's what the Trump revolution is all about. Donald Trump by himself, is he going to protect anything? No. He's going to do all he can as a man just like you who puts his pants on in the morning one leg at a time. Now, he has more power than you do or I do, but it's not. He is not omnipotent. So he relies on you, Andy, and the rest of us. Hey, so who's going to fight back? Who's going to fight back against this jackbooted kicking in of the doors of Michael Cohen? We are. We're not going to stand for it. And we're going to fight back against John Brennan and James Comey and all these other people. It's a team action. It's the most beautiful. You know, this is more beautiful. You know, George Washington must have felt tremendous love for his army there at Valley Forge. And there must have been a tremendous bond between the general and his troops. But this is much greater than that. This is a much bigger fight than that fight that the troops had at Valley Forge.
I'll keep the faith, my friend. But I'm getting tired of being thrown in jail for walking down the street and not having an ID on me. So, okay. And then having no reason for them to check my ID in the first place just from walking down the street. That's a Fourth Amendment violation. This is what I'm looking forward to.
Andy, I really hope
he does what he does.
Okay, and he's hoping that you do. What the troops at Valley Forge did. So if he rallies me,
I'm there with him. I'm still on Donald Trump's. I'm on his track, man. He's the best president I've seen since I've been alive. So
yeah, to use that Valley Forge metaphor a little further, what was remarkable about the men at Valley Forge, folks? What was remarkable about them? They weren't fighting. They weren't engaging in any combat at all. Okay, what was remarkable is that they withstood the hardship and they stayed it out. They did not bail out, even though they were dying of frostbite, they were dying of starvation. They stayed in their formation in Valley Forge, and that's one of the great acts of loyalty and camaraderie in the history of. Let me go on to somebody else. You know, Andy, save it for your next call.
Appreciate it.
Everybody's always got one last thing. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Andy. Annabelle in South Carolina, it's your turn. I'm sorry to make you wait.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. You were saying when your thoughts were about when the deep state started. I believe, and I firmly believe this, is that the deep state started with the death of John Kennedy. I think that was the original coup d'etat. And I think Johnson was put into power simply because he had promised to give the deep state what they wanted. All the laws that took place within the deep state has created the world that we live in today. And the communists said, we will take over your country from within. And I think the group of people that are the deep state are basically communist-leaning because that's who the liberals are. And I believe that is when it started. Ted Kennedy, the Kennedys loved this country. They were raised to love this country. Nobody loved this country as much as Joseph Kennedy, and he raised his kids to love it. But where do you go to complain?
Let me answer your question, Annabelle. Let's first sort the Kennedys out. John Kennedy had some greatness in him. Member of the America First Committee before World War II. Wow, that's pretty amazing. So was his father, Joseph, who did not want us to get into World War II. Two pretty great minds right there. Kennedy's book, Profiles in Courage, pretty darn amazing book. But Ted Kennedy, no. Boy, Ted Kennedy, rotten to the core.
Ted Kennedy could be rotten to the core, but Ted Kennedy loved his country, and I think he was blackmailed into supporting this Immigration and Naturalization Act. He was a junior senator, and I think he was blackmailed into doing what he did.
Yeah, but Annabelle, I'll tell you this. I think your appreciation of the Kennedys would actually be, you know, have greater strength if you sort them out. They're not just one group and they're all the same. They're very different. Ted Kennedy, the lifeguard at Chappaquiddick, I don't think he had any character in him at all. So the
I'm not saying that he had character. I said he loved his country. All the Kennedys love their country. They may have done
what they did. Annabelle, but you're
but
making
they still a, love their country.
Yeah, you're making a distinction without a difference. And so, but I like what you're saying. I'm go back to your strongest point, which was, I think, the deep state began with the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I think there's a lot of that's got a lot of potential. That very well, we still don't know who killed Kennedy. In the same way, we still don't know who brought down World Trade Center number 7. And could it have been the same people? It sure could have. Somebody's got the ability to kill a president and stay undiscovered. And if you've stood there at Dealey Plaza, as I have, I've walked all around Dealey Plaza, the railroad bridge, the grassy knoll, the fence, the school book depository building. You walk around, you look at that, and you realize they haven't solved this yet. It wasn't just Lee Harvey Oswald. No way, Jose, impossible, when you walk around Dealey Plaza. But somebody has got so much power that they could keep that level of criminality hidden. And that's what's happening right now. But this may be their great uncovering. They may have really blown it here when they took on Donald Trump. We got Annabelle, we got some more callers. We'll get them right after the break. Stay tuned, folks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks. We're in our last segment. Paul Fromm, Kelso here in North Dakota, and you out there. We've still got Dr. Kelly in Northern California and Chris in Las Vegas. We're going to get to both of you in just a second. Annabelle had a great thought that maybe the deep state's arrival was signaled by the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I'll tell you what, that's a pretty strong case could be made for that. That event Paul, you and I remember that. Yes. When they could knock off, when they can assassinate a very popular president of the United States, and forget the popularity factor, it's the president, popular or not, that they can assassinate Bay being, who did it? Here I am, I'm, you know, getting in the twilight years of my life. It happened when I was a kid. I remember the day I'm sitting in class, and it comes over the speakers. The president of the United States has been shot. We're sitting in our classrooms.
Yeah. You know?
That was a shock. That was a shock, folks. And it shattered a lot of things in a lot of us. Something else happening at the same time was the Vietnam War was being revved up. And John Kennedy wasn't enthusiastic about that. He didn't want to send a lot of troops into Vietnam the way Johnson did. So John Kennedy, you know, think of it. We don't know who shot him, but we know that the CIA ran the Bay of Pigs operation. John Kennedy reined that in. Israel wanted nuclear weapons. Mossad was arranging that. John Kennedy told the Israelis, not on my watch. You will not have nuclear weapons. Ooh, ouch. John Kennedy wanted a United States currency not issued by the Federal Reserve. And he had hundreds of millions of dollars of that currency printed up. He was serious. We were going to have a national currency. He made some enemies in the Federal Reserve. And then he wanted to take down organized crime. So did his brother Robert. Well, made some enemies there. A lot of people. And CIA and Mossad are in that list I just gave you. Those are the two, to me, those are the two big players. And here we are. We're dealing with them still. And who took down World Trade Center 7? Who could keep a presidential assassination a secret for half a century? More than half a century now. Well, who could keep the truth about World Trade Center 7 a secret? Well, I like the CIA and the Mossad as to who else can you nominate? I've said it's the U.S. government or the Israeli government. Nobody else has that power. So that deep state, but the big mistake they made, they took on Donald John Trump, and he didn't go down. He was supposed to go down like a sack of potatoes with all the stuff they launched against him, the hookers, the bimbos, and so on. It's all backfiring. It's all boomeranging on them. This latest woman they brought out against him, McDougal, I think her name is, and so on. She said, "I love the man. I voted for him." It didn't work, you know. So, wow, you know, this may be the uncovering, folks, of the thing that's bothering all of us. For people as old as Paul and myself, we've been bothered by who the hell's running this country for more than half a century. We might be on the verge of finding out. And I apologize to Chris in Las Vegas and Dr. Kelly in Northern California, who always give us great calls. I hope you guys. We'll call in tomorrow night. I'll put you at the head of the line. Paul, thank you. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you. We'll see you all tomorrow night.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Street light people. Don't stop believing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.